From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A person of interest has been questioned in connection with a deadly shooting in Phillipsville early Thursday. It happened on the 3000 block of Highway 254. Upon arrival, deputies located one adult male deceased from an apparent gunshot wound. Several subjects detained at the scene as requested. Multiple detectives went to the scene as well. A homicide investigation was underway. During the course of it, an adult male determined to be a person of interest after being cleared medically due to injuries he suffered prior to law enforcement arriving. He was taken to the sheriff's office for an interview. At this time, the person of interest is being cooperative. The investigation is active and ongoing. They have not named the deceased. Mid-October is when a preliminary hearing will be held for a man charged with two murders and an arson. 24-year-old Ulysses Rodriguez is accused of shooting Tiffany Marie Ellebrecht and Jeremy Kummel to death, then setting fire to an SUV with their bodies inside. That carnage was found August 14th on Shelter Cove Road. Prosecutors say that same day, Rodriguez also threatened to kill a man with a gun. If convicted on all counts facing him, Rodriguez could face four life terms behind bars. He's currently being held in lieu of $4 million bail. Well, starting on Monday, the Yurok Tribe and the Watershed and Research Training Center and Columbia Helicopters will begin implementing a history-making fish habitat restoration project on the South Fork Trinity River. There, spring Chinook salmon stocks are on the cusp of collapse. The spring salmon population on that major Klamath River tributary is currently less than 1% of its former size. It's a consequence of impaired ecological conditions in the watershed. The South Fork Trinity Hellowood Loading Project will accomplish a number of things, ranging from improving water quality to creating new habitat for juvenile and adult salmon. Over 4 days, a Columbia helicopter team will work with Yurok Fisheries biologists and engineers to place about 300 whole trees in predetermined locations within a five-mile stretch of the river. Child Passenger Safety Week is coming up next week, and the California Highway Patrol will be working with traffic safety partners throughout the state, making sure that all kids are riding safely. California law requires that all children under the age of 2, weighing under 40 pounds, and under 40 inches tall, ride in a rear-facing car seat. All children under the age of 8 must ride in the back seat in an age-appropriate safety seat. Find out more information by going to chp.ca.gov. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.